This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Johnson & Johnson is filing about 14,200 claims that Johnson's baby powder and other J&J talc products cause cancer. Hundreds of thousands of people swept through the capital of Puerto Rico, shutting down a major highway and paralyzing much of the city in the latest in a series of furious protests over the island's embattled Governor Ricardo A. Rossello. Museum workers are organizing. The fight against income inequality has taken hold in their world, with curators, handlers, and designers publicly pressuring executives to raise their wages and, in some cases, forming unions. The workers said they've been inspired by recent union drives at media companies and among graduate students, and their efforts even echo the hashtag MeToo movement in its use of Google Doc crowdsourcing. In one widely shared spreadsheet, arts workers are anonymously posting their job titles and salaries alongside those of museum officials, who in certain cases are making eight times as much as some curators. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand announced plans for a mandatory gun registry and a ban on gun purchases by foreign visitors, enshrining into law that owning a firearm is a privilege rather than a right. Hong Kong, a semi-autonomous Chinese city of 7.5 million people, shaken this summer by huge protests, may be the world's most unequal place to live. Rents are higher than New York, London, or San Francisco for apartments half the size. Nearly one in five people are living in poverty. Minimum wage is $4.82 an hour. New study has found that a higher rate of firearm ownership is associated with a higher rate of domestic violence homicide in the U.S., but that the same does not hold true for other kinds of gun homicide. Worldwide, at about 59,000 people a year die from rabies, most in Africa and Asia, 99% of them because they were bitten by a rabid dog. About 40% of the victims are children, according to the World Health Organization. The WHO estimates the death toll in India at about 20,000 a year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.